Point estimation, introduction to estimation and statistical inference. Let's take an example. We know that there are a lot of men on Earth. A typical question we may want to answer is, how tall is a man?
Clearly, we cannot investigate every man on Earth. But we can, for instance, pick one at random, measure his height, and get some measurement, X. That would constitute one experiment or one observation in statistics.
What can we learn then from this single experiment? As a matter of logic, we can only make one conclusion. There exists a man M on Earth, such that the height of M is equal to X. That's all we can learn. Nothing is learned about men in general. To make conclusions when we don't have complete information, we have to move from logic and into statistics. Logic teaches us how to draw conclusions from complete information, and such conclusions are called deductions. Statistics teaches us how to draw conclusions based on incomplete information, such as when we want to say something about men in general and can only observe a limited number of such men. In statistics, we talk about inference, statistical inference, rather than deduction.
You are probably familiar with many methods of descriptive statistics. One of these methods is the mean. We have a population mean, which concerns the entire population. In our case, every man on Earth. This gives you a population which is much too large to count, certainly too large to investigate each individual in turn. So we can define the population mean, adding every individual height and dividing by the size of the population, but we can never calculate that. As long as we can't investigate every individual, we can't calculate the population mean. What we can do is to consider a sample mean. We take a sample, a selection of n individuals. In this case, we have n equals 12. And we do have time to measure 12 individuals. So we get 12 observations, we can add them up, divide by 12, and we get the sample mean. The sample mean is distinct from the population mean. You can be very unlucky and get the 12 tallest individuals of the entire population when you make your sample. And then your sample mean will be much larger than the population mean. Equally probable is it that you get the 12 lowest individuals and get a sample mean which is very much lower than the population mean. The sample mean is a random number. But on average,
to summarize, we have an objective to say something about an unknown, and for example, this unmeasurable quantity could be the unmeasurable quantity. For average height of an inhabitant of Earth. The solution that we have is to find some measurable quantity which can be assumed to approximate the unknown. This is called estimation in the jargon. And for example, the sample mean is an estimator for the population mean. We will explore the details of estimation in subsequent videos.